Hey everybody, welcome back. You already know who it is. It's your boy BDC, and we are here with an episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling, April 29th. It's crazy. It's been almost 2 months, but let me talk to y'all though. I want to say some stuff before we start this podcast though. You know, I had some doubt, you know, with this episode. Not with this episode, but with the whole podcast in general, I had a lot of doubt. You know, I was looking at the internet and, you know, the internet kind of ruined wrestling for me with these super, super crybaby WWE fanboys. You know, don't get me wrong. AEW, New Japan, and all that got some fanboys too. Don't get me wrong. But before we start this episode, I wanted to tell y'all a little bit, you know, just about why, you know, that's a little bit, you know, just working in general has been tiring me out a whole lot, you know, and then, you know, I watch wrestling, I come home, I'm tired, watch football, basketball, and all that good stuff, you know, but you know, I'm back. I feel like, you know, I needed to come back. I had a lot on my mind. Super, super, you know, a lot on my mind. And I just wanted to get it out there. You know, I'm like, what better way to do it on Talk is BDC Wrestling? My show, my podcast, where I can be 100% myself. So, you know, I wanted to be myself. You know, and just tell y'all 100% what I think of these like super fanboys and people on YouTube and X and Twitch, whatever you want to name, you know, all these fanboys. It's killing wrestling. It's making wrestling really, really whack to watch. And, you know, it's just making me mad, you know, so I wanted to come out here live, you know, Talk is BDC Wrestling. I'm live right now. You know, y'all gonna probably get this episode tomorrow morning. April 30th, y'all will get this episode. Well, you know what? In the morning, technically, oh man, I forgot. It's late over here. It's past one. But the one thing I wanted to give y'all with this, you know, with me coming out with these newer episodes, is I wanted to be more myself, you know, less scripted. And I'm like, what better way than just to come on here and just talk to y'all, you know. You know, y'all made this, you know, Talk is BC Wrestling what it is. You know, people in Germany, UK, Alaska, California, LA, Chicago, Ohio, Ravenna, Twinsburg, Long Beach, Compton, LA, wherever you're at in the world, Akron, in the hood, St. Clair, I can keep going all night, you know, with cities, Burbank, California, Anaheim, the list goes on and on. I have listeners all over the world, is the point, you know. Wrestling is like, you know, I hate to say it like this, but it's like weed, you know, it's universal. A lot of people, you know, if you're talking to five people, from what I experience, at least two or three of them are going to be wrestling fans. Maybe four. That's just me, you know, people I talk to. So I get lucky, though. You know, I always talk to people, be like, hey, you watch wrestling? Yeah, I watch wrestling. I got a podcast. Oh, you got a podcast? Talk is BDC Wrestling. Pull it up. You know, that's how, you know, I got a little fan base. So I give myself credit. You know, I used to not give myself credit and be surprised people heard of my podcast. But yeah, you know, I give myself a lot more credit now, you know. But I put the work in. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, get results. I always tell people, you put the work in, you're going to get results. Always. Always. You never put in work and don't get results. If you're putting in work and not getting nothing, you're doing something wrong. Trust me. You are doing something wrong. But yeah, so I wanted to get into this episode of Talkers BDC Wrestling. I wanted to talk about the fanboys that are ruining wrestling, for me at least. It's getting me sick to my stomach. And I'm tired of it because when I get online on X, people are like talking about the seats always. Oh, I seen 10 empty seats or half of the arena is empty. And I'm talking about AEW Dynamite, you know. Half of the arena is empty. I saw an empty seat on TV. Oh, why don't this match have a story to it? Why don't that match have a story to it? You know, it's like, you know, have you forgot wrestling? Don't always have a story, even in the Attitude Era, the Ruthless Aggression Era, NBA, football. You know, when the Chicago Bulls are playing Detroit, you know, they don't have a story always. You know, it's not always a story sometimes with some of the players with the history, but it's not always a story with every team. And the game don't, it could be good without a history behind it. You know, wrestling sometimes, you know, people got to think sometimes. Wrestling matches don't always have to have a story, but it could be, like I said, I told a guy on X today, a wrestling match could be a random match. And can start a story from that random match. You know, never know till you watch it. You know, people always be like, oh, I don't want to watch AEW. It's a bunch of random matches. How you know they random? You don't watch it. So how do you know it's random? Oh, I seen that it wasn't a sellout, so I didn't know I wanted to watch it. Since when do we, us wrestling fans, stop watching a wrestling show because it's not a sellout show? Or they got seat fillers. Let me tell you one thing. I was a seat filler for WWE a few times. People don't realize, you know, now that it's out there, the AEW have seat fillers. Oh my God, AEW, they have seat fillers. Whoop-de-whoop. AEW, this won't be the first time they have seat fillers, and it won't be the last. WWE has seat fillers for years. Seat fillers has been a thing in wrestling, always have been. If you don't know about seat fillers, that means you haven't been to no shows, you ain't looked on. Probably check your emails, because they got emails they send out sometime, and you can sign up for it. So just because you don't know about something don't mean it don't exist. You know, and I ain't talking about the listeners. I'm talking about the people who want to be fanboys and talk about AEW having seat fillers like it's the worst thing in the world or something. Like, Jesus, cheese and rice. Just go online and look at stuff sometime when you see it. When you see AEW got seat fillers, go type in seat filler and see. You know, WWE's going to pop up. Maybe other events. Who knows? Don't quote me on nothing about other events, but seat fillers is not an AEW thing. It's a wrestling thing, so a WWE thing. Just been in WWE for years. I did it before. Dave Meltzer even said, you know, he's been a C-filler before plenty of times. So he even showed it on his X page. You know, you can watch it. You can go look at the tweet and see. So it's a real job. You know, you don't get paid for it, but hey, you get free tickets. You know, not tickets itself, but you know, you get to go to the event. You might have to move around a little bit, but you're still there. So C-filler is a good job. I highly recommend, you know, you like being a C-filler. You know, you like going to the show for free, not spending no money. You know, you might move around a little bit, but you're going to always be on the floor. So, yeah, you know, it's a good job. But I'm not going to let people just sit here and bash AEW for having C-fillers. Like, it's the first time ever a wrestling event ever had a C-filler before. These fanboys, I tell you, they ruin wrestling. It's like, you know, oh, WWE is so dry and another company come around, you know. Oh, my God. Like, you know, the owner got hit with a move and he didn't sell it 100%. Like, if you got hit with a mic, you know, and fall down, you never know, like, exactly are you going to hold your stomach like 1 second, you know. But it kind of was a late sell a little bit, but I feel like AEW is under a magnet. Like, you know, like they lost this last week, I think, last Dynamite, like 100K views or something like that, which they didn't count DVR stuff and all that, but then WWE Raw lost 800K views, and they didn't even care about it. Nobody, like all the fanboys, didn't say nothing about it. Oh, you let AEW do that. It's War, War 3. They're going to post it all on the internet and want to fight people and just... Oh, man, these fanboys is something else. Like, then you got all these YouTubers and people on X capitalizing on it. Like, oh my God, it's cool to hate AEW. I'm going to hate it. I'm going to hate AEW. I'm going to get up this morning and just hate some AEW and hate Tony Khan and, you know, hate Jack Perry, you know, because he got choked out by CM Punk. And, you know, they showed the footage and he became a big star. I'm going to hate all that. The guy's selling out T-shirts. You know, he's getting, you know, the scapegoat name chanted all over the ring, all over the arena. So, cry me a river. Oh, cry me a river. Oh, cry me a river. You gotta love Jack Perry. Jack Perry is that dude, you know. I'm kind of glad to see him back. I kind of didn't care for him at first. You know, like, oh, you know, he's the reason why, you know, CM Punk got let go or whatever. I'm kind of mad a little bit, but he turned a negative into a positive, and I'm not mad with it. Like, let's go. Like, you know, everybody deserves different or, you know, another chance. You know, I think Jack Perry deserves another chance. Why not? You know, am I going to sit here, you know, and just sit here and hate on him forever? No, I'm going to give him a chance. You know, CM Punk is done. It's in the past. He moved on. He's in another, you know, organization making money. Why can't Jack Perry just move on and just, you know, I know they got storyline about it and stuff like that, but who started it? Who started the story back up? You know, CM Punk, you know, on the interview. So he brought it up and AEW made a storyline out of it. And AEW is the devils now because they, you know, they kept it going. No, AEW didn't bring it up. Don't forget. AEW did not bring this storyline up. You know, or not storyline, but real life situation. They didn't bring that up until CM Punk brought it back up. So, you know, if you capitalize on it, make some money, get some views, why not? You know, that episode went over 800K. You know, and then, you know, Jack Perry sold out in T-shirts and stuff like that, you know, and... You know, he's been on TV since, you know, and business is booming for AEW. You know, people want to say they're mad at this and that. The Warner Brothers is not mad about AEW. They think they're doing good, and Tony Khan has been open about it and happy about it. So, you know, to me, let me tell you one thing. If I don't like something, I just don't watch it. I'm not going to sit there and be like, hey, the new Velma show. You know, I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, all the reviews say it's whack. So I'm just going to get online and talk bad about it. Oh, it sucks. The art sucks. This sucks. The story sucks. You know what? I don't like that show and I'm just not going to watch it. It's that simple. I'm not going to have to make it my business at work or, you know, when I get home and just hate on it for no reason. Just because, oh, I'm going to go home and hate on Velma on Max and just talk about how bad I hate it. That's lame. It's corny. And, you know, if the shoe fits, hey, you know, I'm not, you know, I can't, I'm just speaking the truth. You know, I'm just speaking the truth. You know, if you get mad at me, whatever. Cry me a river. It's sad that this wrestling world. I remember back in the day, we used to just watch wrestling and it just be good. You know, you didn't care and point out all the empty seats or whatever and the hard camera side. You never even heard about that. You know, you just watch wrestling. Oh, man, good matches, or that match wasn't good. And, you know, but, you know, people want to point out stuff. And, you know, if you want to point out something, point out the obvious stuff, like SmackDown having 20 minutes of wrestling on a 2-hour show. You know, that's pretty bad. You know, stuff like that is bad. Like, that pisses me off. Like, people want to say this and that, you know, about AEW. But to me, 20 minutes of wrestling on a 2-hour show, that's pretty bad. That's not good. Like, you know, especially people were talking about its storyline, storytelling and stuff like this. But, you know, is it storytelling? The draft. It's a draft with, the same people going, you know, not too far, same shows, but you want to say, you know, they're developing story and stuff like that, which they're not developing nothing really. It was just a couple of matches. Carmelo came out and got his shot, took his shot, and got a Carmelo Hayes. I mean, I'm talking about, I said Carmelo. Carmelo Hayes, that's his name. He came out and, you know, that was the best thing about the show, really. He came out and got a title match or a non-title match with Cody Rhodes. And, you know, I'm not going to even talk about the botch or nothing like that because it was a good match. I'm not going to hate on him like, you know, like a lot of people. It was a good match. What can I say, you know? But storytelling? Wasn't a lot of storytelling with that show. At all. You know, people came out and got drafted and they moved on. You know, people want to say, ooh, they got so much story. And what was the story? What was the story about Carmelo? Like, Carmelo just came out and called his shot. You know, I'm not mad about it. He came out and got called his shot. Talking about he shoot, he don't miss. He missed to me. He missed big time, but good match. But the point is, it was plenty of time on that show. It ain't like they was like, you know, doing draft picks the whole night. They only did like four rounds, you know, and that was it. So I don't know where people say it was developing a lot of story. That show just wasn't good. But I see a lot of these YouTubers and people on X saying it was great. SmackDown was great and all. No, it wasn't great. Dynamite was great. Collision was great. You know, even SmackDown wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible to me. It wasn't like, I ain't gonna lie and say it was a horrible show. It wasn't exciting like a draft's supposed to be. I tell you that, a draft's supposed to be exciting. Like, you're supposed to be, oh man, this person, I can't believe this person. It was like the whole night. Oh yeah, this person's going back to this show. This person going back to that show. This person going back to this show. Oh, one new person right here. I don't know. To me, it just wasn't that good. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna sit there and sugarcoat stuff to try to get likes and you know, more people subscribing. It was an okay show at best. Good main event. And that was it, really. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, it wasn't, you know, I'm glad to see Tiffany Stratton is getting pushed. You know, pushing her to the moon. It seems like she's gonna take the belt from Bayley. And, you know, if she do, I'm not mad at it, you know. But other than Tiffany Stratton in the main event, the draft picks wasn't really like, oh my God, like, you know, that person is going to Raw. I can't believe it. Oh my God, he's going to SmackDown. It wasn't. But I'm not going to sit here and lie just because I like WWE. Ooh, it was a great show. It was okay. Or I thought it was good. Like, it delivered 20 minutes of wrestling and the same draft picks, same people going to the same show. It wasn't that good. It wasn't that good. I'm sorry. You know, it just wasn't. But, yeah, I wanted to, you know, bring back Talkers BC Wrestling. And I wanted to talk about this specifically because it was on my mind. And, you know, I want to say this one more time. You know, I'm sorry for leaving, you know, for so long, for 2 months. My heart, my mind just wasn't into it. Wrestling has kind of been hard for me, like, you know, just talking about and trying to enjoy it on social media. Like I said, like, a lot of the fanboys is ruining wrestling. And I hate that. You know, I hate that feeling when I get online and just, like, I'm an AEW fan. Like, I love AEW, and it hurts to get on here and see people just shitting on AEW. You know, AEW did their thing. They've been better. They've been developing a lot more storytelling. I just don't understand the hate, you know, for Tony Khan. Like, Tony Khan is giving y'all WWE fanboys a secondary show to watch. You don't have to watch it. You don't have to like it. But to get on there and just bash this man all day, every day, he's giving back to the fans good matches and good shows and stuff like that, even good pay-per-views, it's low. It's low for the wrestling community. I hate calling myself a wrestling fan sometimes because it's pretty bad. Like, wrestling fans, I know we cry a lot about stuff we don't like, but I'm never going to cry about something that I don't care for or watch. Like, I don't talk about New Japan and how bad it is or how good it is or nothing, because I don't watch it. So I'm not going to get on, you know, my podcast and just talk about New Japan just because I don't watch it or whatever. Don't mean I got to sit there and bash it or not like it. You know, just, it's corny to me. It just makes me not like wrestling, or makes me not like getting on a community like X and stuff like that and the apps and just talk about it, because it ruins it. It takes away what wrestling is. Wrestling is supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to enjoy the art and just talk about it, have fun, not have to get online, social media, defend it all the time. And it's just sad and just crazy how wrestling is today. Like, people are not worried about the matches and storytelling. They're worried about the seats in the arena and if it's sold out. And it's just really, really sad. And I just want to get on here and talk to y'all about it and just see how y'all feel about it. You know, let me know on X, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. Let me know how y'all feel about wrestling. Do y'all think the people cry about it too much and just, you know, just not look at it as a show? They looking at it as how many people were there, how many seats are sold and stuff like that. Like, do you watch wrestling? What do you watch wrestling for? Let me know. You know, I'm going to ask that question. You know, check the Spotify, Apple, wherever. You know, I'm going to ask, what do you watch wrestling for? I want to know. You know, do you watch wrestling for the storytelling? Do you watch wrestling for wrestling? Do you watch it for both? You know, me personally, before we get out of here, I watch wrestling for both. I like storytelling and I like wrestling. Sometimes I like random matches because they lead to good stuff. Sometimes random matches are just good. You don't always have to have a story, but I will say I love wrestling. I keep track of, you know, New Japan sometime, TNA, Impact Wrestling, AEW, WWE, Ring of Honor. I just love wrestling, so I appreciate it. If you know, if you mess with me and mess with this podcast, Talk is BC Wrestling, I'm going to get back in the flow and start talking about more stuff. I'm going to be talking about more wrestling stuff next time on the next episode, where, you know, about the shows and the storytelling and stuff I like and stuff like that. You know, I just wanted to get on here and address this. I feel like AEW is getting, I want to say, like, jumped a little bit, you know, because WWE's been around some years, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and just watch AEW just get bashed on by all these fanboys. I'm going to get on and defend, you know, what I like. I love AEW. I love WWE. To me, I'm not going to let people bash AEW for just stupid stuff. You want to talk about AEW, talk about the storytelling or the matches. Don't talk about the seats and all that. And if it's a sellout show, why you don't watch it? You don't watch wrestling for if it ain't a sellout show, or you saw some empty seats, so you turned it off, then you was lame. Don't talk to me. Block me. Whatever you got to do. I don't want to talk to you. I don't got time for all the negative wrestling fans. It's just, ooh, AEW's copying this and that. We're in wrestling. We're in 2024. You got to copy something. WWE used to copy some of the stuff from TNA, WCW, TNA copy, AEW copy. We're in a world where it's hard to create new storylines and stuff like that. You know, you can create stuff with the superstars themselves, with the history they got and families and stuff like that. Yeah. But wrestling is going to always be fun. I'm going to always be here to talk about wrestling because I love wrestling and always have. You know, so we're going to end this episode of Talk is BC Wrestling. I try to keep the episodes about 25 to 30 minutes. You know, I got some plans and stuff like that. I'm not ready to announce for Talk is BC Wrestling, but I do got a lot of new stuff coming up. So, yeah, you know, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. It helps out a lot, you know. And, yeah, everybody, BDC is back. Talk is BDC. Wrestling is back, and we here to stay. I just needed that break, but we back. So I hope everybody enjoyed this, you know, and let me know what y'all think. Do y'all like this straight up, just, you know, 100% not scripted, talking just straight about wrestling? We're going to get some more stuff, like I said, next time on the next episode, but I had to get it off my chest. I hope y'all not mad at me and hate me. If y'all do, I'm sorry, but I got to defend AEW because AEW is where the home of the real wrestlers are at. You know, it's where the best wrestlers are in the world are at. I truly believe that. AEW is where it's at. I'm just going to keep saying it over and over and over. AEW is where it's at. AEW is where it's at. But before we leave, I'm going to end it like this. I love WWE. You know, I love The Rock. WrestleMania was cool. You know, just wrestling is just good to watch. Like, I understand if you don't like some of them or some of the stuff they do, but how do you not like AEW? You know, AEW is where it's at. It's where the best wrestlers are at. I'm going to keep saying it. But, yeah, I appreciate everybody for listening. You know, hopefully you enjoying your time at work or driving or at work, just listening to this, laughing. It's like, oh, man, I'm glad BDC is back because I'm back. Talk is BDC Wrestling is back, and I'm out. I will see y'all on the next episode. Peace.